Melachim Beis Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel. So Elisha is commanding one of the Bnei HaNevi'im to travel to Ramos Gilad and take Yehu ben Yehoshaphat ben Nimshi, the general of Yisrael, into an innermost room. V'lokachta pach hashemen, take the flask of oil that I commanded you last time to take. V'yotzakta al rosho, and pour it over his head. Pour it on his head in an anointing action, of course. V'yomar ta ko amar Hashem. And you will say out loud, thus Hashem has said, Meshachticha lamelech el Yisrael. I have anointed you. Hashem is saying, I have anointed you as king of Yisrael. Ufosachta hadeles. And then, and only then, open the door. Interestingly, all of Elisha's miracles are being handled behind closed doors, at least at the outset. We've spoken about this before. But when you open the door this time, do something completely unexpected. V'nasta v'lo sechakeh. Run away, flee. Do not delay. You are committing treason by anointing Yehu during the life of Yoram, who is still alive. So get out of there quickly. Do your job and then go. Now, a number of different points made by the Medrash and by the Mefarshim. First and foremost, the oil that's being used is not the special anointing oil compounded according to the formula that had been used on David and Shlomo HaMelech. That was the oil made by Moshe in the Midbar, which was used to anoint the Kelim of the Mishkan and to anoint Aaron HaKohen and his sons as the first Kohanim. The only kings ever anointed with it was Beis David, and this is not Beis David. So, you know, it's a little bit of cottonseed oil for those of us who just finished up Pesach. Or maybe that questionable olive oil that they use in the little plastic menorah cups, pre-filled, made in China. So a friend of mine, a Rav, tested some of the oil and found it to be machine oil, not olive oil, as promised on the packaging. And if you use plastic oil cups, this is a public service announcement, they will melt and you could possibly, chas v'shalom, cause a danger of fire. So please use only definite glass and use only the real kind of oil that you're supposed to use. The flask that was being used was not a horn, a keren, as had been used on David and Shlomo. A keren, says the Me'am Loez, is long and narrow, indicating a dynasty that will continue on and on forever. A flask is small and round, so it's brief, it's limited, it's not going to last long. The oil that was used was not, in fact, cottonseed oil. It was balsam oil, fragrant and a symbol of greatness, but still not the real thing. Who is the Talmud doing the anointing? Who is going to run away? And he is very good at running away. Says the Medrash, it is Yonah ben Amittai, who himself would become the great Navi Yonah, who would have a mission to the city of Nineveh in Sefer Yonah named for him. Right now he is unknown, so his showing up to Yehu isn't going to arouse suspicion in Yehu's superiors or anything. And Yonah, as we know, is good at running. Later he is going to run for the sake of the entire Jewish people, worried that his nevuah in Nineveh would reflect badly upon the rest of us. Be'ezras Hashem, when we get to Treyasar, we will do Yonah in detail. But do your job and get out of Dodge. So, Dalet Vayelech Hanar. So, the young man went. The boy went. Hanar Hanavi, the prophet boy. That's a very interesting way of describing him. A Na'ar can sometimes mean a servant. As we know, Yeshua ben Nun Na'ar. So, he must have been a pretty advanced Talmud disciple to be given this mission, but the Mefarshim tell us he conducted himself with humility, as if he was just a boy. So that's another reason for the phrase. It's a praise of Yonah's personal qualities. Ramos Gilad, and so up to Ramos Gilad he went. Hey, vayavo vihine sare hachayil yoshvim. And so he got there, and the officers of the army were sitting, no ongoing battle at the moment, It is the border Ramos Gilad is between Yisrael and Aram. So it's a crucial strategic point. Yehu is a senior army officer who commands troops in the ongoing war between Hazael of Syria of Aram and Yisrael, but it's a war of attrition. It's taking a very long time. It's just going on and on, much like World War I did. And the Navi shows up, Vayomer davar li elecha hasar. And he said, I have a word for you, O commanding officer. Vayomer Yehu el mi mikulanu. So Yehu, sitting around with all the officers, also behaves in a derech anava of humility. And he says, to which out of all of us? Even though he's the senior ranking officer, he doesn't assume anything. Vayomer elecha hasar. And Yonah, the messenger, says, to you, O officer, O commanding officer. Hasar, perhaps a little hint that soon you're going to be more than just Stamazai, an officer. But, says the Malbim, davka elecha biyichud. You alone. So I need to speak with you apart from all the rest of your comrades here. And soldiers understand the idea of a top secret message and needing security clearance. And so they're going to get out of the way. But notice that the Na'ar, Yonah, has not said who sent him yet. They assume it's a dispatch from the government, perhaps. But here he is, and he takes Yehu to the side.